and welcome to the Dr. MC Organics Health Podcast.
Official episode number one. And I did an intro to why I'm doing podcasting. My name is Mark Simmerant. I'm a chiropractor in California. I have been practicing for a long time, over 30 years. I don't want to give you the specific date, but it's been a long time. And I've been practicing the same amount of time. And I've been teaching continuing education seminars every week for the last 26 years. And it's been a long road. I also have a nutritional company that's actually sponsoring this show. It's called OrganicsAbsolutelyPure.com. And we sell very, very high quality nutritional supplements that you pretty much can't find in other sources. Our products are organic, non-GMO, gluten-free, vegan, and soon to be kosher, with the kosher symbols. We're also approved for athletes. We're going to have a lot of other symbols as well on the products. You're not going to get a higher certified quality product pretty much anywhere. All right, it's made in the USA, and almost all our ingredients come from the USA. Unless we cannot source them here, then we will go and try to find them in other countries. Anyway, I would like to first introduce my co-host of the show. This is Nicole. Nicole is a nutritionist. She has a master's degree in nutrition. She has been working for me since the day she turned 16. And now she's, I'm not going to mention her age, but you never ask a woman her age, right, Nicole?
That's right.
But she looks about 15 years younger than her chronological age. And so I'm doing a podcast with a little kid here. But Nicole is really smart, especially in regards to nutrition. And she is on our advisory board for Organics Absolutely Pure Supplements, and I'm going to turn it over to Nicole, let her give you a little intro of her background, and then I'll give you a little more intro on my background, and then we'll start this fun day.
Hi, everyone. So my name is Nicole. It is true, I have been working with Dr. Simmerant since I was 16 years old, so it has been quite some time. I do have my master's degree, and more importantly, what really got me into nutrition is my own personal health background. I have both lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, celiac disease. I've been diagnosed with quite the ringer of things, and it wasn't until I got diagnosed and I personally suffered that's really what made me be so passionate about nutrition and overall just wellness in general. At that point in time, I really realized that your health is priceless. And that's why when we created this company and Dr. Simmerant wanted me to be on board, we both value how important it is to have the highest quality ingredients. And also more than that, starting this podcast, we want you all to have that same health and wellness that, and also just have accurate information to help you keep your bodies healthy. So I am so excited to start this podcast and really just give you guys information and educate you on some cool, great health tips and wellness tips and just really sharing knowledge and letting you become educated and just learning more about the body and what you can do to be well. So we're excited to get this podcast up and rolling.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. I've been asked to do a podcast for many, many years, and I've been so busy with my other businesses that I put it on the back burner, but now the back burner has gone to the front burner, and so it's urgent that I get this information out. My daughter, one of my daughters, Brigida, has been pushing me to do it because she said, I have too much information that is not getting out to the world, that young people, millennials, younger than millennials, Generation Xers, Generation Y, Generation Baby Boomer, it doesn't matter. The information that I've been teaching is all evidence-based research information. Nothing that I talk about is from the top of my head. I'm not like that. For my seminars, I have to be evidence-based. I have to prove everything I say, especially with the advent of the laptop computer and Google. People are challenging me in my seminars. Every word that I say, they're instantly Googling and looking up. So I have to be on top of my game to present to a group of doctors. But for the general public, you should have access to a lot of this information. And that's why we're doing this podcast. A little more on Nicole. Nicole, when she first started seeing me, she was into track and field and sports and doing all kinds of stuff. She was a young, very, very healthy young lady and a high school kid. And as she got older, when she turned 18, she started having all these autoimmune health challenges. And it was very strange that someone this young was going through these autoimmune health challenges. I didn't see a lot of that before Nicole. Nowadays, I see it almost on everybody, including babies are having autoimmune diseases and disorders. But with Nicole, she was one of the first young people that I saw that truly had so many things messed up on her. And she went the medical route. Her family was encouraging her to go to doctors to find out what was going on. She was getting every test, clinical test, diagnostic test known to mankind. She was going from doctor to doctor, from rheumatologist to other doctors. The first thing that she discovered is that she had celiac disease. And, that was the first. And then of many things. And the diagnoses kept getting worse. And her symptoms were so bad, difficult to watch her go the medical route, and because I wanted to treat her holistically at that time, even though they weren't open, or the family wasn't really open to that option. So after about 2 years of Nicole going back and forth to doctors and diagnostics and things, Nicole was pretty much fed up with that lifestyle. She didn't want to live her life like that. So she came to me and she said, Dr. C, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I want to go holistic with this. Just tell me what to do. I'm an open book right now. I want to switch up the gears here. Let's try something different. So Nicole started, we put her on supplements, all kinds of supplements at that time. We also, I told Nicole she had to get adjustments 3 times a week until her body stabilized, until her nervous system stabilized and was able to teach the immune system or improve the function of the immune system through the nervous system and through removing interference to the nervous system through chiropractic. That's how it originally started. And Nicole miraculously started getting better. She had no more hospital visits. She did have flare-ups, and she still does have flare-ups, but they're minimal. They're not near in the frequency that she used to have them. And when she has them today, she knows what to do to alleviate them pretty quickly. She might have a couple down days during a flare-up, but then she recovers and bounces back. So that's a little bit more on Nicole's history. She's a personal, walking, living, autoimmune, diseased person, and she knows how to manage it. And many of her peer group and her age group also suffer from these same type of things, and they tend to recover. People ask me, why do I think as a doctor, Nicole has suffered from these autoimmune diseases at such a young age, and why are so many young children and babies? Like, we never saw this when I first started practicing, or when I was growing up. I don't remember any kids with in my classroom with lupus and fibromyalgia wasn't even a diagnosis back then, and there was nobody with gluten intolerance or lactose intolerance or celiac disease. None of these autoimmune conditions even existed. I first started seeing them in my practice in the very late 90s, probably around 1998 were some of the first cases that I started seeing. And then I started doing research on GMOs and genetic modification. And genetic modification started in the United States around 1996, where they started genetically modifying seeds and spraying, overspraying weed killers on the plants to kill everything around it so they didn't lose any of the harvest. And we started researching GMOs. And we're going to do another future episode just on GMOs. But right now, just part of this overview, I started noticing autoimmune conditions. And every year kept doubling and tripling and getting worse and worse. Today, almost everybody has some sort of an autoimmune response. And if you look at our food source, over 90% of all products that you can buy in a grocery store are genetically modified products, GMO products. So the correlation between illness and all these diseases and the advent of GMOs is strikingly coincidental. I'm not blaming it on that. I'm just saying it's a coincidence that all these conditions really started flooding the society at the same time where GMOs started flooding the society. So you could call me a weird conspiracy theorist on this, but actually it's more evidence-based than you think.
Yeah, I mean, and also if you think about all those, what's the one thing that we ingest daily? Food. Every food that we eat has to be digested into our body. Is it being properly digested? Not to mention, now we're finding more and more research that's showing that about 70% of your immune system is made within your gut lining. And if what we're eating isn't being broken down, has chemicals in it, toxin to it, well, yeah, your immune system's going to fire off a dramatic response to our body. So I love gut health. That is one of my most favorite topics to talk about. And that will definitely be a future episode just to share how our gut mucosa and our gut microbiome, how important it is to our immune system. And I also, last thing I want to share about myself is that when I was in high school, I was the fast food queen. Nutrition meant absolutely nothing to me. I did cross country and soccer. I rode motorcycles. I ran. I surfed. I did everything. So weight and size was never an issue for me. So I ate crap and a lot of it. And it's interesting that one of my first diagnoses was celiac disease, a disease that destroys essentially your gut lining and creates a systematic response. So we're going to get more into those topics later, but just a lot of information on us, and we're so excited to share more info on this, all these cool topics and health.
Yep, that's all true, Nicole. And, you know, I'll tell you guys a little bit about my history. You know, I grew up in Michigan. I am the son of two Holocaust-surviving parents, which we'll do future episodes on that topic as well. I grew up in a medical model home. I was vaccinated as a child. My mother was, she believed in doctors but didn't overbelieve in them. And we took vitamins. I mean, I remember taking vitamins as a kid. Not too many of my peers took vitamins back in those years, but we did. My mother also was a big fan of Jack LaLanne, and she did the Jack LaLanne workout on television. Jack LaLanne every morning had a TV show where he was doing some aerobic workout, and my mom had her leotard on. I hate to say that wasn't a pretty sight watching her do the Jack LaLanne workout on TV, but she worked out. It took vitamins, but she did believe in the doctors and the drugs when they were needed. And I grew up, you know, playing sports, a lot of sports, and I started getting injured, around probably age 17, 18, I started experiencing injuries from playing ice hockey. And half my friends went to the medical doctors to get back on the ice after an injury, and the other half went to chiropractors. And what I did notice, for my friends that went to the medical doctors, didn't come back. They either came, it either was a very lengthy layoff, or they didn't come back at all. A lot of them got hooked on actual painkillers back then. They started doing that. And then my friends who were getting, chiropractic adjustments, within days they were back on the ice. And so that kind of led me in a direction of going to chiropractic school and transferring out of pre-med at Michigan State to going to chiropractic college back then. So that's kind of where I came from. And I've been teaching seminars and staying on top of nutrition and various topics, health topics, to keep chiropractors current on their education, not rehashing something that was taught to them way back in the day, but keeping them on the cutting edge of current literature and learning the most current things that are going on and the most current research. As we know today, research and information is going at a lightning speed. You learn something today, it could be changed tomorrow. And it is crazy how much information, it's an information overload for us. So we're not going to try to bombard you with information on this show, but we want to give you good tips that are researched so that you can, help yourselves and really stay healthy. It's a big challenge and a lot of work for you to do, but we're going to try to simplify it. KISS, keep it super simple, and we're going to try to give you things that the average person can do while they're staying home right now on home quarantine and all the stuff that we're going through. But there's things you got to do every day. We're going to give you those tips right on the show. So that's what these podcasts are all about. I'm going to change up the topics. I'm going to bring on different guests. All my guests are going to be leaders in their field. We're going to bring on professional athletes on the show. We're going to bring on celebrities. I have a lot of contacts that want to come on. A lot of people want to come on. We're going to pick great different topics to talk about each time. Most of them will be health related, but not all of them. We're going to have shows on different subjects. And I hope you guys find this stimulating and interesting. Right now, I'm going to discuss the COVID-19. I'm sure you've heard a little bit about this subject so far, but everyday information changes. So we're going to start out basic. Basic is from the CDC on the 15 days to slow the spread. It's pretty much a good recommendation forever, not just 15 days. But let me read some of the stuff from the CDC to you if you haven't fully officially read it. Number one. If you feel sick, don't go anywhere. Stay home. Contact your medical providers. If your children are sick, keep them home. Do not send them anywhere. Don't take them to the grocery store with you. Nothing. Also, contact your medical provider. Number three, if someone in your household is tested positive, keep the entire household at home. Don't go out and quarantine the entire household for at least 14 days. If you're an older person, which this virus seems to be targeting, please stay home and away from other people. With any virus, elderly are at the highest risk group. Please protect our elderly. And, they're the ones you got to really... Keep them on a good diet, good exercise, and good supplements, because they're the high-risk group. If you're a person with a serious underlying health condition, you're the second largest health risk group, and according to the CDC, you can be put at increased risk. For example, a condition that impairs your lung or heart or weakens your immune system, you need to stay away from other people at this time. And lastly, there's a few things to do your part to slow the spread down. If you work in a critical infrastructure industry, make sure that you follow all the CDC guidelines. Wear masks if you can. Wear gloves if you can. Wash your hands all the time, every 10 minutes. And no social gatherings of over 10 people. And if you go to restaurants, pick up right now. Use drive-through or delivery options for food. Avoid your travel and your shopping and your trips right now. Do not visit elderly in the nursing homes or retirement communities right now. And don't touch your face. That's a big one. If you sneeze or cough into a tissue or into the side of your clothing, make sure you wash your clothing daily. Don't re-wear your items, especially if you've sneezed in them and if you are out in public. When you come home, put everything in the washing machine. Washing machine detergent will kill viruses. So wash your clothes and disinfect your surrounding areas as much as possible all the time. It's never too much right now, so just do that. I want to give some personal recommendations as well as the CDC. Viruses seem to be attacking dry environments like your throat, your nose. Keep things moist, like use saline sprays or allergy sprays are good right now. You can use hot liquids. Viruses do not like warm or hot liquid. So it's a good time if you're not a tea drinker or a coffee drinker, now's a good time to start drinking those substances. I only drink healthy organic teas. I don't trust any other teas right now but those, and so make sure it's organic, non-GMO tea, and you can get them almost anywhere, and make tea several times a day. The warm liquid is awesome. Also, warm weather. If it's a warm day, go outside, sit in the sun. If you are on home, if you're stay-at-home orders right now, please sit outside in the sun in your backyard, whatever. Soak up the sun, the rays. The more warmth and heat, the better it is for viruses to get rid of. So those are all good tips. As the weather warms, we're going to see a decline pretty quickly. So let's hope for warm weather as soon as possible.
The next thing we want to do is we just want to give you some tips for basically focusing on our immune system, and we're just really looking at strengthening it. So a couple things we want to go over today are basically a basic nutrient and nutrition, how to boost those natural killer cells. We're going to talk a little bit just about the anatomy of our immune system, and then also some really big tips, exercising, sleeping, managing our stress, and practicing mindfulness, especially now that we have this time to kind of be more present with our families, our loved ones, our significant others. We're really, now that we can't be with a lot of people, it's like now we really want to. And it's so cool to see friends using Zoom and FaceTime just to check in on each other. So one of the first things I want to talk about here really quickly is just on the immune system ourselves. So our immunity is basically our body's ability to resist whatever foreign object, whether it's a bacteria, a fungus, a toxin, a virus, it's our body's reaction to it. What's it going to do? So within our immune system, we have two. We have our innate immune system that we're born with, and we also have our acquired immune system. So what diseases have we already come in contact with? So our body, when we come in contact with something, we build our immune system by building, you know, cells that basically remember that disease so we don't get in trouble again.
Let me interject on that. It's sort of like an army. Your body has an army of innate immune system responses. And what's going on is when a foreign invader comes into your army or into your body, it's going to come in through usually the eyes, the ears, the nose, and the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you're not touching your face ever.
Yeah.
Right now, you know, you don't touch your face. I remember Mike Trout of the Angels, when he was getting hurt when he was sliding into second base, and what he was hurting his hand. So they made a special glove. It's like a mitt, like some sort of a glove that he wears when he's running the bases, that when he slides, it keeps his fingers from getting caught and overextending and injuring them. So the same thing with your body. Your body has like a force field. As soon as a virus enters it, the body goes right into gear. It's protecting everything in the body through the innate immune response. And that's your first army. Go ahead, Nicole.
So now we basically have things like antigens, which allow our body to recognize this potential pathogen and whatever type of foreign cells. Within that, these antigens then trigger our lymphocytes. So our lymphocytes have our T cells, our natural killer cells, our B cells. Basically, in a nutshell, what these cells do is recognize whether this is a foreign body, is this something within our body, and they rapidly attack us. So rather than get into this nitty-gritty, you know, science of it, we're going to focus specifically on these natural killer cells. And basically, they attack and act when they're binded on. So they rapidly attack viruses. And I know today our big topic is COVID-19, which is a virus. So they act immediately. So one of the things we can do, just a basic tip is, nutritionally, is just eating a balanced plate. What is a balanced plate? Well, you want half your plate to be filled with non-starchy vegetables, leafy greens, you know, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts. We really want these nutrients that are going to boost our immune system naturally. They're going to give us the fiber we need. Now, the next...
Hold that thought, Nicole, real quickly. What Nicole's talking about is the production of T cells. T cells that she mentioned, and the B cells and the natural killer cells, are all the second function of the immune system. The first one was the army. Then now we've got the snipers that are in your military. What's inside of your body are your snipers, your sharp shooters. If the virus gets through the cracks, that's where those cells come into play and start attacking with the sniping. They're your snipers, your natural born killers, and they will attack the virus. So even if it does get through the army, it may not get through the snipers. And that's why we want to boost those sniper cells in the body. And when Nicole was talking about your balanced plate, your green leafy vegetables, organic non-GMO green leafy vegetables, make sure you're washing them and make sure you're consuming them daily.
And, you know, within that, the reason why the food we eat, again, is so important is because we have this gut mucosa, which is home to trillions of bacteria and fungi in our body. And it's actually the center of our immune system. One of the second layers of that mucosa, or our gut, you know, within our gut cells, is called the lamina propria. This is basically a direct communication system to our lymphatic system. It's where our cytokines, or basically all of those inflammatory cells, are produced. It is also where we have hormonal and endocrine cells made there, which control our hormones. It circulates the lymphatic system, just to give you some backgrounds. If you feel in your throat when you have a sore throat, those two swollen glands on each side are your lymph nodes. And this is essentially, again, another part of that immune system response. So the lymphatic system circulates all around our body, and it initiates this immune response, and it protects us against infection, allergy. It also transports all our fat-soluble vitamins A, D, E, and K and it brings digested fats into the bloodstream. So you are what you eat. You want to be eating a great, healthy diet. Next, I want to highlight just a few different nutrients. Vitamin C, our immune system booster. Vitamin D, it modulates our immune cells. Zinc, it also helps, again, support our immune system. We have omega-3 fatty acids, fish oil. Make sure you get some fish in your diet. And probiotics, again, we want to support that gut microbiome, which is, in fact, supporting our immune system as well. And one of the biggest things is decreasing our sugar intake. Get rid of the junk, the white processed foods, the sugars. You are fueling your body with inflammation and basically telling it, bring on all the viruses and the sicknesses.
Yeah, you know, Nicole, any amount of sugar right now in these times will reduce your immune function by 50%. So if you think, oh, I'm just going to give myself that little special chocolate treat or this little sugary treat for my kids, you're not helping them. Believe me, you're not helping them. I know it's nice. You're going crazy at home. But to give sugar is really, really a crime right now, as well as I think dairy. Dairy is a perfect breeding ground for bacteria, for viruses. You're giving the medium inside your gut, inside your body, the perfect breeding ground. You're feeding them the viruses. So don't do bad foods right now. It's very, very critical that you get even stricter on your diet during these times.
And as you change your diet, you're going to begin to see that you're not craving the junk. You're craving a salad. You're craving, you know, a good healthy snack. Keep an eye on our Instagram page, Organics Absolutely Pure. I'm going to be posting some great alternatives on there as well. The next thing is boosting that innate immunity in our overall immune system. I mentioned probiotics. They actually help keep our gut balanced. Vitamin C. Now, we have Organics Absolutely Pure has a great greens product, which is basically what Dr. Simmerich calls a giant, healthy, organic, non-GMO, gluten-free salad in a pill.
That's right.
So that's one way you can supplement. Of course, we love it from foods, but we understand sometimes it's hard to, you're on the go, you're caring for your kids. We live in a go, 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 go environment. So this may be a great substitute for that.
You know, my father-in-law, he's living with us right now, and he was the king of not eating any greens. Now, I got to give him some credit. He does eat greens more at my house. Still, he doesn't consume a lot of it. And he definitely, and I think we all, unless we're an organic vegan, I think most of us do not consume enough greens to help our bodies out. Those iceberg lettuce salads don't do the trick. In our greens product, we have everything in it. You can't believe what we have in that product. It's an all-alkaline, organic. Every ingredient is organic in that product. And it is going to supplement what you are not getting in your diet. So even if you eat salads, it's not enough. You need to supplement with an organic product. I want to give you the ingredients. Every ingredient's organic. I'm just going to list them. Whole wheat grass, barley grass, oat grass, spinach, alfalfa, spirulina, chlorella, nopal, maca root, rosehip, chia, fenugreek, gotta cola, hemp, mesquite powder, sacha inchi seed, flax seed, kale, green tea matcha, Eleuthero root, reishi, holy basil, ashwagandha, astragalus, licorice, ginger, kelp, orange peel, dulse, beetroot, lemon peel, and dandelion root in a vegetarian capsule, all organic. And remember, if you're eating a salad like that every day, then disregard this message. But most of us don't get these in on a daily basis, and that's why we supplement. Everyone should be supplementing their diet, because their diet is not perfect. We can all probably agree on that.
And I just want to add one more thing in there also, because every day, honestly, we are exposed to so much inflammation, or I shouldn't say we're not exposed to inflammation, but things that create inflammation. So the next product and herb I would highly recommend is turmeric, which is full of curcuminoids. We are number one seller is a turmeric product. And I'm going to, you know, beyond our turmeric product, I'm going to recommend that you just have a overall anti-inflammatory diet. And if you want more information on that, we will do a future podcast on that. But one of the big things is to eat foods that aren't stimulating inflammation like sugar is, but creating a better balanced, you know, response in our body. Turmeric is a wonderful supplement. Now, there are things you want to make sure your turmeric supplement has, and our organic supplement has everything that you need. And it's our number one seller for a reason, because it helps with inflammation. It decreases pain. It's an antioxidant. For all my exercisers out there, I know exercise has increased significantly at home. It helps with exercise-induced muscle soreness. By the way,
everything she's saying and every ingredient, we'll talk about that product specifically here in a second, but every ingredient in that product is heavily researched. The way we make a product in organics company is that we research each ingredient. We come up with a specific targeted goal, and then we get the ingredients that will achieve that goal based on the research studies on each ingredient. So every ingredient in this product that we have, our turmeric product, does similar things to each other. And they're not canceling each other out. They're enhancing the reduction of inflammation from various studies. So,
and I'm going to add on that. They're all synergistically made, every ingredient. Example, our turmeric has black pepper. Black pepper has been shown to help the absorption, so you're not just paying, you know, for a supplement that you're not absorbing. So the
turmeric, you don't want to pee out your supplements. You don't want to have, you know, expensive pee, I call that. You're going to the bathroom and you're peeing out, you know, a lot of money. So we want it absorbed by the cells, and that's the key to any supplement. That's why we don't use hard compacted supplements, because the absorbability or absorption rates are very low. Most of them go through the whole digestive process without even breaking down. I've x-rayed patients before where we've seen supplements in their lower abdomen, in their colon, undigested. And people go, what are those things? And I go, those are your vitamins that you took that didn't break down. And we don't want that. That's why we use capsules, vegan capsules, that are going to break down, and those nutrients will get absorbed.
And the one of the last highlights I want to say on this product is it has bromelain in it. Bromelain is a natural enzyme from the pineapple. This has been shown to help break things down in our body. And when a supplement, a food, is broken down properly, your body is going to have an easier time digesting it, making and helping create a balanced gut microbiome. So again, these products are synergistically made. Now I want to go down into...
Well, I want to call it bromelain, Nicole.
Sorry.
It's from the Polynesian cultures. Actually, I call it bromelain because of Hawaii. The bromelain is from it's found in the core of a pineapple. How many of you eat the core? Raise your hands. Not many. As a matter of fact, if it has any core, that's the parts I throw away. Of course, I just want the sweet part of the pineapple. I don't eat the cores. But when I do my seminars in Hawaii, The Polynesian-born Hawaiian doctors told me they have grown up with their grandmothers having a plate of pineapple core waiting for them when they come back home from football practice or surfing. They have to eat the core, and it's part of a culture. It's a cultural thing. For them, it's not difficult. For me, I didn't grow up with that culture, so I need to supplement. I need the benefits of bromelain, which is pineapple enzyme. I need the benefits of it. However, my culture didn't eat the core, so I need to supplement with the core. Same thing with turmeric or curcumin. That comes from Middle Eastern and Indian cultures. If you talk to people that are born in the Middle East or Indian cultures, they cook every meal with turmeric. They juice it. They put it. They cook with it. Everything is used. Some of you call that curry, but it's curcumin, and the cultures cook with it. Now my culture that I come from doesn't use that. We don't cook with it.
No.
And my wife gets angry with me when I try to juice it, and it stains my white countertops. So. It's not something that we're used to handling and doing. That's why supplementing with it is critical for reduction of inflammation, which is what we need right now.
So the last kind of things, thanks Dr. Seifer, that was great. The last things we want to go over are things that you can immediately incorporate that help support the immune system. The first one is exercise. Exercise naturally boosts and strengthens our immune system. Not to mention the famous quote, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. You got to keep consistently exercising. Your heart, it's a muscle. It needs to be, you know, worked out and exercised. So exercise is critical. Lack of movement is where we get into a lot of trouble. So we need to be moving. We want to aim for about 30 minutes, 5 days a week. You can do that. I mean, come on. 30 minutes. There's great videos I want to add.
Why 5 days a week, Nicole?
Start there.
Every day. You're cooped up in a home right now. You need to move. I say 7 days a week, 30 minutes a day, even if it's a slow walk with the dogs.
So I wanted to mention, too, Amazon Prime. If you're a Prime member, you can type in, go onto your account. You can click on, I think it's like movies or something, but type in exercise workout videos. Oh my gosh, they have kickboxing, yoga, Pilates, Zumba, you name it, they have all kinds of free exercise videos.
I was looking last night when I was watching a movie on Amazon Prime that they had workout videos. I was just clicking on them,
yeah,
and checking them out. Pilates yoga, all kinds of great stuff. So the resources are there for you. There are apps you can get that are also free. You can have yoga apps. Try something at home. You know, me and my wife were doing yoga the other day, and then you can also put in there chair yoga. So my father-in-law, who's 87, we want him to start doing the chair yoga. So
it's
for all levels of individuals. You can find something. And but just move every day.
Yeah, movement is so key. And on that, moving more, exercising more is going to help improve your sleep. So when we're not sleeping enough, we're increasing inflammation naturally in our body, and we're also weakening our immune system. So sleep. You want to aim for, Dr. C, would you say between 7 and 9 hours is a good amount of time?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say try to get 7 as a minimum. 8 is optimum. If you can get more than that, great. Remember something. There's something called anabolism and catabolism. Catabolism is when your body breaks down. It only breaks down when you're awake. It builds back up anabolism when you're sleeping. So if you can get good REM sleep, your body will build back healthy cells. If you are not sleeping, and you know what you feel like when you had one night, if you have one night where you didn't sleep,
terrible.
That means you're up for 24 straight hours. Your body is constantly breaking down It's taxing the immune system. So sleep is pretty much critical right now. And I know it's hard to sleep. So try to relax. Try not to watch the news more than 20 minutes a day. That's a big one. Watching the news and seeing numbers of people that are dying and seeing negative stuff all day, how can you possibly sleep? Use your brain. Don't watch the news 24 hours a day. That's big, huge.
You know, and also tying on that, just eliminating electronics before bed. The bed is for sleeping. Don't be on your phone in there. Don't be watching TV, especially, you know, the news, getting yourself in a stressful state and then trying to go, you know, go to sleep.
You know, Nicole, some of my patients have been talking about the benefits of CBD.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they are really getting benefits from CBD. But CBD, you know, I would only recommend CBD that has been CO2 extracted, pure, you know, have pesticide reports with it, so you know what you're getting. Like a company out of Colorado, actually.
Yes.
Called Viva Oil, V-I-V-A, Viva Oil. And we're going to have them on this show, actually. I decided just now. I'm going to bring them on. They have medical advisory team. I'm going to have them talk about their product. But stuff like that, to either do a topical CBD before bed, or you could put the oil under your tongue before bed, and it will relax you. And one of the biggest benefits of CBD is the relaxation of muscle tissue. And there's a lot of studies out on it. I'll let them talk about it. But this is something will help people relax, get rid of some of the anxiety that they're experiencing, and help them sleep good.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, things you could do, you know, starting today would be incorporating meditation, doing maybe a yoga, a gentle yoga right before bed. Journaling, just allowing yourself to calm down. So this kind of ties into the last thing of being mindful. Dr. C, do you want to say something?
Yeah, real quickly on that meditation. When you use different apps for yoga, at the end, they call the last 2 minutes, what do they call that?
Oh my gosh, I can't even think of it.
I'm a lame brain right now.
Yeah.
I can't think of it. But Mufasanis or
yes,
something.
Yeah. We're not yoga.
It's not
viewers.
The Lion King, but it is the last part of the yoga, which is the breathing and the meditation and laying
relaxing.
Still and relaxing. So if you do yoga at night, increase from 1 minute to 2 minutes to three, even 4 or 5 minutes of the last part, which is the relaxation part of the yoga. And just sit there, breathe, take deep breaths throughout the day. I recommend when you're stressed or you're feeling anxious, take 3 deep breaths. And you guys can practice this right now. I want everybody to practice this. You're going to take a deep breath. Start at your lower abdomen. When you take your deep breath in, when you inhale, your stomach goes out. It distends outward. So when you inhale, stomach goes outward. And keep breathing that inhale all the way up. Bring that breath to the top of your head and hold it for a second or two. And then when you exhale, you push all the air out. Keep pushing till your stomach contracts all the air out. So we're going to do 3 deep breaths right now. Starting, I'll guide you through this, and you're going to do it with me. Okay, inhale, start with your stomach. Inhale, inhale, inhale. Take it to the top of your head. Hold it. And now exhale, pushing all the air out and contracting the stomach until all air is out. And then do it again. Ready? Inhale all the way in. Bring that breath up to the top. Hold it, hold it. And exhale it, squeezing every inch of the air out of your abdomen. You do that 3 times, maybe 3 different sets a day, and that helps oxygenate you and relax you, especially before bed. Do this again.
If you're looking for for something to kind of help guide you, one of the apps that I really like is Headspace. You're able to have this sort of guided meditation, and you set it for a minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, and it'll even send you reminders letting you know, hey, it's time to meditate. And remember, meditation is a practice. So if you find your mind wandering in that one minute, it's okay. As you get better and you do this more frequently, you'll be able to sit there for 3 minutes completely relaxing your body. So again, just keeping those stress levels down, a great tactic is, you know, a breathing method like Dr. Simmert said. And remembering that increased stress equals increased inflammation, a poor immune response, and if stress levels become chronic, your immune response can actually become dysregulated, meaning that's why when you're more stressed, you get sick more often, you may have more headaches, your body is not in a balanced, well state. So really, I'm going to emphasize, manage those stress levels.
How many of you out there heard of something called a cytokine storm? We hear a lot about it in the media, a lot about this topic. And I'm going to have Nicole, actually, my nutritionist here is Nicole. I'm going to have her tell you what a cytokine storm is and what it's a result of and how to treat it. Because people are freaked out about this. So let's just dispel the myths right now on what it is and how to take care of it.
So we were doing some research on what a cytokine storm is, and basically think of it as your immune system just completely going wild. It's just an out-of-control immune system. So your immune cells and all their activating compounds, all the things within it, basically are just gone crazy. So our that first line of defense that Dr. C was talking about, it becomes defective and it's not working as it should, and it results in just an abundance of inflammatory proteins and inflammatory cells that ultimately end up hurting your body significantly.
Yeah, they kill the killer T cells that you need.
So why, first of all, let me back up really quick and tell you, basically a cytokine is a messenger. A cytokine delivers a message to another cell telling that cell, hey, go do this. So they're the messenger. And when you're in a cytokine storm, basically a normal response would be, hey, go attack, you know, that foreign invader. Go attack that virus, that bacteria, whatever it is. But now we have this abundance of inflammation saying, just go crazy, attack everything.
How do we get that?
So our immune system, I think, you know, that whole part of it, it's a much more complicated, you know, question than just how do we get that. So could it be from a virus? Could it be from a bacteria? Could it be from just, you know, chronic stress? Could it be from an autoimmune disease? I don't know what it could be from. But what I do know is that we have to constantly make sure that our immune system is in balance. We have to make sure we're doing all these things I just mentioned and we just, you know, talked about to make sure we're doing our best to keep our immune system strong and supported. If you do end up in this cytokine storm and response, we found some different articles that were talking about curcumin, which is turmeric, allowing turmeric to kind of help I don't want to say cure it, but basically calm the immune system. Because again, what is turmeric? Turmeric is a anti-inflammatory. It's going against the pro-inflammation in our body.
Yeah. So in the turmeric product, we have everything that reduces inflammation or reduces the potential of that cytokine storm. So it would be the curcumin, the turmeric. It would be black pepper,
ginger,
organic ginger, organic saffron,
and even bromelain,
all are in my product. And all of those reduce that pro-inflammatory response, and it is strictly an anti-inflammatory response, which will reduce the cytokine storms and get the body regulated again.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's a ton of research, I'm sure, out there and a lot of things going on. But I think overall our message is make sure that your immune system is functioning at its best at all times. Make sure before you get like me, before I, you know, if I would have been doing all these things before, I am very sure that my body would not be in the place where it was. Now I'm happy to say, you know, I'm doing well, but if I were to have been doing all these things, I think that I would have never even had this issue, or it'd be very, very, very minimal.
So let me summarize the nutritional recommendations that I would recommend for supplementing right now. Any type of omega-3 fatty acid would be good
right
now.
Absolutely.
The turmeric product I have, I already mentioned all the ingredients and what that would do. I would definitely recommend that product as a number one. The greens we talked about, supplementing the green alkaline superfood in your body to reduce inflammation, give you energy, all of that, I would recommend. And we didn't talk about the minerals.
I know.
The minerals are very important. Because, you know, Nicole, do you want to talk about
them? Yeah, absolutely. So the minerals, basically one of the biggest things, I emphasize sleep, I emphasize exercise, and even Dr. Simmerit touched a little bit on anxiety and stress. And why do I mention these things? Because our minerals are made to help with muscle cramping, restless leg syndrome. Now, I don't know about you, I have restless leg syndrome and it interrupts my sleep. It stops me from falling asleep because my leg will dramatically twitch. And also anxiety, it helps calm our nerves. And also another big thing we didn't touch today, but it helps with constipation. So we are made to be a plumbing system, not a storage system. Now what sets this product apart from everybody else's is that it is a chelated system. We have a certified, all our minerals are certified through TRACS, which basically chelated means that it's a special delivery system. So again, your body can actually use it, absorb it, and utilize it. And I think that
chelation means carrier molecule. So it helps carry the minerals into the cell. Otherwise, when you take calcium, if it's the wrong type of calcium, you will just pee out the calcium. It won't get absorbed by your bone. It won't prevent osteoporosis. A good mineral supplement that has magnesium, it has calcium, it has potassium. These things will get the calcium to be absorbed by the bone. And chelation is the only type of mineral I would take. So you need the magnesium, the potassium, the sodium, the phosphorus, the vitamin D3. Those are all critical in the research to get calcium absorbed by the bone. So minerals, turmeric, greens, those are the three from our line. And I want to tell you one more thing, Nicole.
Yeah.
We are working on, and Nicole knows this, but we're working on coming out within the next month with our new immune supplement, which will consist of some great herbs and an unbelievable formula to boost the killer T cells in the body. It's going to be awesome, and that will be out within a month.
Yeah, absolutely, and we will dedicate a podcast to that. So to summarize today, you guys, get those greens in, turmeric, minerals, and also make sure you're getting enough sleep, exercise, meditation, and a balanced diet is most importantly. If you guys are looking to find us and get more information on our supplements, you can go to Organics, Organicscs, absolutelypuresupplements.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at OrganicsAbsolutelyPure, or you can follow Dr. Simmerit at Mark Simmerit on Instagram as well and on Facebook.
And Organics is spelled with two C's at the end. I know it's a weird spelling, but there's hidden meaning in there. So.
Thanks, you guys, so much for being our listeners today. If you have any feedback or like to give us any topics you want us to cover, we'd be happy to take that feedback. You can email us at organics, O-R-G-A-N-I-C-C-S, absolutely pure, at gmail.com. Thanks for listening, you guys. We'll see you, or we'll talk to you next time.
Hopefully soon.